to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, hello, empowered thinker. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Thank you for joining me each week as we continue on the voyage of self-discovery to uncover the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. I invite you to join me via Instagram. Follow me on Instagram for your daily dose of empowerment. You're going to have a wonderful time with me interacting and engaging right there on Instagram. So come on over to IG and follow me at I Empower Lives, and also subscribe to my YouTube channel. I Empower Lives is also our YouTube channel, and I'm telling you, 24/7 access to Empowerment Monday simulcast videos, as well as other empowering and thought-provoking teachings and empowerment moments. All type of great stuff is on my YouTube channel. So come on over to YouTube, help me reach our 500 subscriber mark so that we can begin to monetize our channel. I Empower Lives. Subscribe there via YouTube. Hit the bell for notification when we are live and new content is uploaded. All right. Listen, pull up your chair, put your headphones nice, tight, and snug in your ear. We're going to discuss today, drum roll, our empowerment topic for today's episode, how to think big, not small, not mediocre, not insignificant, not little, big. How to think big. I'm going to challenge you today, push many of you out of your comfort zone, push many of you out from the realm of the status quo, and launch out into the deep of envisioning yourself accomplishing something that you might have been convinced by others or even yourself that you can't do, that is not an option for you. But all things are possible, according to the scriptures, to them that believe. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And since we serve a big God, we should be thinking big. We should be accomplishing huge, enormous, gigantic, large, colossal, massive, tremendous, heavy, great, jumbo things in life, in business, in the kingdom, in arts and entertainment, in the political arena, in every sphere. We, as the offspring of God, we ought to be dominating. We ought to be leading. We ought to be providing opportunity for Jesus Christ to sit at the table of power, authority, and influence. And the only way to do that, my dear friend, is to think big. So that's what we're going to discuss today. How to think big. Many of you listening under the sound of my voice, it's not that you don't have a desire to think on a higher level, to envision yourself accomplishing things that have yet to be accomplished within your family tree, within your genetic line, but you don't know how to do it. You're saying, listen, I want to think big. I want to accomplish great feats and achievement, but I just don't know how to do it. Well, today is your day because I'm going to teach you, walk you through 9 empowerment points on how to think big. Now, first and foremost, why should we think big? What's the benefit of thinking big? Glad you ask. Thinking big helps you discover, catch this, what you're truly capable of. Write that down. That's noteworthy. Why should you think big? Because thinking big, it exposes, it uncovers, it unearths, it brings you into self-discovery of what you are capable of doing, being, having, accomplishing, building, developing. If you never set a goal that is larger than where you see yourself, larger than what you envision yourself doing, then you will never know if you can do it, achieve it, be it, grow it, build it, develop it. You have to first think it. You have to first envision it. You first must have a mental picture. You have to see it mentally. You have to see it consciously. You have to see it cognitively before you see it literally, physically, and or in a tangible manner. Is that making sense? But you will never know if you can do it, be it, achieve it, if you don't think it. You have to see it in your mind's eye before you see it with your natural eye. Oh, that was good. You have to see it in your mind's eye before you see it with your natural eye. Also, bigger goals often lead to bigger opportunities and achievement. If you continue to think small, then you will always possess that which is small. You will always have that which lacks. You will always, in other words, if you think small, you will always deal with limitations. You will always find yourself restricted and limited in what you can accomplish because you never took the initiative, catch this, to think yourself beyond where you are, to think yourself beyond what you have, to think yourself beyond accomplishing more. You have to think yourself doing it, seeing it. You have to think beyond your current restrictions and limitations and confinements. As a man thinketh, Proverbs says, so is he. As you think, so you will become. All right? So why should we think big? Because thinking big, it helps you to discover you. It helps you to discover your abilities. It also helps you to discover what you truly aren't gifted to do. But at least, even if you aren't successful in accomplishing what you have established as a goal and or a marker, you know, okay, it's not that I'm not good, gifted, and or talented at anything. I'm just not good, gifted, and or talented at this. So now allow me to, or let me reassess, reevaluate, and find out what I am good at versus allowing the quote unquote failure to discourage you and immobilize you, cripple you, and confine you to mediocrity, complacency, and stagnation. You use the quote unquote failure to discover what you are gifted to do, called to do. You are wired to accomplish. Are you following me? And then again, thinking big, it leads to bigger opportunities and achievements. Thinking big, what really is that? What is that? We've discussed why you should think big, but what does it mean? What does it mean to think big? Glad you ask. It means to set ambitious goals. That's the operative word in that sentence. To think big is to set ambitious goals, envisioning a brighter future for yourself, for your children, for your family, for your posterior, and then daring to dream beyond current limitations. And that's why I said daring, because it takes courage. It takes boldness. It takes strength to dream beyond your current limitations, confinements, and or restrictions, especially if you have been conditioned to believe that you are limited and or that you are destined to live out failure, to live out, or I should say to forever live in failure, to forever live in lack, to forever live in insufficiency, to forever live in mediocrity. If you have been conditioned by mother, father, friends, environments to believe the lie that what you're born into is not only your present, but also your future, then you don't have the courage to see yourself doing, being, becoming, moving in a manner that you're not accustomed. And so what is thinking big? It is setting ambitious goals. It is envisioning a brighter future for yourself, family, etc. But it is also, again, daring to dream beyond your current limitations. You have to dare see yourself, dream yourself, envision yourself beyond the lies of your past, the lies of your foreparents, the lies of your generation. No. Regardless of the hand that I have been dealt, which I have no control over. None of us have control and or say, none of us have control over or say in the hand that's dealt to us regarding the life that we enter into, the environment and or the circumstances pertaining to our lives. But you do have a lot to do with how you play that hand. You have a lot to do with the perspective that is developed as it pertains to the hand and what you're going to do to change the face of the cards. I'm not a big card player, so I don't know, especially in regards to some of these more popular type of card games such as blackjack and poker and all of that, where you can in playing switch out your cards. And I think it's in poker you ask for, you know, you can change out the cards that you have and all of that stuff. I don't know the details, but from what I've gathered from observing through television as it pertains to some of those particular card games, you can switch out the faces of the cards. You know, if you can get rid of the two of clubs and the three of hearts or what have you. My point in trying to utilize that card analogy is that, again, you don't have say in what's dealt to you initially, but you do have say in how you play the hand that you've been dealt. And if you play it wisely, then you can make decisions that will switch out the various cards that aren't beneficial, that aren't helpful for those cards that will ultimately help you win in the game of life. So now, how do you think big? We have covered what it is to think big. We've discovered why we should think big. Now let's talk about how we execute. How do I actually transition out of park into drive as it pertains to drinking, as it pertains to thinking? We don't advocate drinking here unless it is non-alcoholic. Amen. But how do I transition from park into drive as it pertains to thinking colossal, massively, gigantic? Well, empowerment point number one on how to think big: set ambitious goals. Set ambitious goals. Back to the definition of big. The first step to thinking big is appropriating the definition. Set ambitious goals. In other words, aim high. Don't settle for mediocrity. Aim for goals that challenge you. Stop traveling down the road of least resistance and begin to challenge yourself. Aim for that which people have said you can't do. Now, be honest with yourself as it pertains to whether or not you have the ability, the passion, the drive, the ingenuity in regards to something. But don't fail to reach in the direction of something that's not your norm. You understand? Simply because it will cause you to exert yourself beyond what you're accustomed. Stop being lazy. Can I say that? Stop being lazy and push yourself, because that's what thinking big is all about. It's about pushing yourself. You can't think big. You can't accomplish big. You can't do big if you don't push yourself beyond what you are accustomed to doing. So set ambitious goals, aim high, and then be specific. All right. As you set these ambitious goals, be specific, and then have metrics, establish metrics as it pertains to these goals. Be specific in your goals and make sure that your goals are measurable, that you set metrics. Ensure your goals are clear and quantifiable. In other words, when it comes to setting measures, metrics, making sure that your goals are measurable. Make sure that they're clear, specific. Write the vision and make it plain. Rebecca talks to us about writing the vision and making it clear, being specific, so they that read it can run with it, can do it, can fulfill it, can appropriate it, can actionize it, can embody it, can move it from dream to reality. An example is, instead of aiming to earn more money, I just want to make more money. I just want to make money. No, set a goal to increase annual income by 50%. See? So as it pertains to the goal of increasing your revenue and or your income, in that example that I just gave, instead of your goal, your aim being just to make more money, no, you set a goal to increase your annual income by 50%. So we are specific in our goal of increasing our income by 50%. And now we move to the next steps, stages, and processes as it pertains to what we're going to do in order to increase our income by 50%. So the first empowerment point as it pertains to how to think big, set ambitious goals, aim high, be specific, and establish metrics. The second empowerment point in how to think big, visualize success. Stop visualizing yourself sorrowful and regretful and defeated and always lacking. No, let's change what we're envisioning. Let's change what we're visualizing. Let's change what we are putting before ourselves, what we're putting before our mind, what we're putting before ourselves mentally. Visualize success. Have a mental image. Mental imagery is very important, is crucial when it comes to thinking big. Regularly picture yourself achieving your big goals, regardless of how many times you have to press the reset button. Doesn't matter. The historical backdrop on former President Donald Trump is that he filed bankruptcy multiple times. He failed multiple times in various areas of business before he reached a level of perpetual and or continual success. And now, multi-billionaire, former president of the United States, running for a second term. Visualize success. Have a mental image. Regularly picture yourself achieving that goal. Then also have a vision board. Have a vision board. Thinking big goes beyond just seeing yourself doing something within your mind's eye. You need to put it before your natural eye. That vision board, whether it's a certain type of luxury vehicle that you desire to one day own, whether it's a particular style and or type of home in a particular neighborhood, doesn't matter what it is, you need to get a vision board, create a visual representation of your goals to keep you motivated. Because as you think big, as you pursue big, as you endeavor to do big, okay, you're going to have big opposition. You're going to have big setbacks. You're going to have big failures, all of that. Don't think now that thinking big is easy, that thinking big comes without challenge. No. So you're going to have to do due diligence to ensure that you are constantly motivated. And that's what your vision board does. All right. The days that you had a rough one, things didn't go anywhere. Things didn't go anyway as planned. And you're just disgusted and you're tired and you're frustrated and you get ready to give up and you get ready to throw the towel out. You're getting ready to shred the towel, burn the towel and all of that. And then you happen to pass by the room where your vision board is and your eyes hit it and your eyes connect to it. And now you find yourself being motivated again by what you see before your actual eye. Example of this point. Picture yourself in the role or situation you aspire to, such as leading a successful company or traveling the world. You need to put that vision on a vision board, whether it's cutting a picture out of a magazine of a successful Fortune 500 company, a successful individual, whatever it is that you're visualizing success in, put it on a vision board. All right. Now, the third empowerment point on how to think big. I love this one. Embrace a growth mindset. Embrace a growth mindset. What does that entail? Learning attitude. You have to have a learning attitude, not a lazy attitude. Not a lackadaisical attitude, but a learning attitude. Well, what is a learning attitude, Johnson? View challenges, catch this, as opportunities to grow rather than obstacles. Oh, that's good. That's a good, good empowerment nugget. Write that down. Embrace a growth mindset. We're at empowerment point number one. Learning attitude, developing a learning attitude. View your challenges, view your setbacks, view the opposition as opportunities to grow, to develop, to blossom rather than obstacles that are defeating you and discouraging you and destroying you. Also, be persistent. Persistence is key when thinking big. Persistence is key. You have to understand that setbacks are part of the journey. Uh-oh. Let me say that for those in the back. Setbacks are a part of the journey, but keep pushing forward. A setback does not mean that you have to sit down, that you have to raise the white flag. No, keep pushing forward. When facing a failure, catch this, analyze what went wrong. Learn from it and try again with a better strategy. I want you to think big and accomplish the big things that God has for you. Because when it comes to us, according to Jeremiah, God's thoughts toward us are not small. They're not mediocre. They're not insignificant. But God's thoughts towards us, according to Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Listen, that's thinking big. That's thinking big. God thinks big regarding you, regarding I, regarding us. So why don't we start thinking big regarding ourselves? The fourth empowerment point, how to think big, surround yourself with positive influences. Now, you need to highlight that one. Circle that. Because some of you, many of you listening under the sound of my voice, you are surrounded by naysayers. You are surrounded by doubters. You are surrounded by leeches. Come on. You are surrounded by every type of person except an encourager. You're surrounded by every type of person except one that is a pusher of you. And not a put down. Surround yourself with positive influences, not negative influences, positive influences. You must have a supportive network. If you're going to think big and do big and be big, you have to have a supportive network around you. Build relationships with people who inspire and encourage you. And tell you, yeah, you can do this. I know it's something that you're not accustomed to. I know it's something that no one has ever done in your family. No one has ever achieved. I know you don't have a template for it. I know you don't have a reference point for it. But listen, God put this dream in you, this ambition in you, this desire in you, this passion in you. He gifted you for it, given you the ability, the creative ability and all of that good stuff. You need people in your corner that's going to be honest with you. That's not going to lie. That's not going to gaslight you. Come on. That's not going to push you to do something that they know good and well you can't do. You don't have, not only do you lack the gifting and the talent, but you lack the discipline and all that stuff. But I'm talking about, people who will be honest with you. Okay. Now, you can do this, but you need to critique this. You need to make some changes here. You need to assess here, and you need to revamp this and do that. You need a supportive network. Surround yourself with positive influences. Then you need mentorship. Seek guidance from those who have achieved what you're aspiring to do. What you aspire to do, you need mentorship. If you aspire to be an entrepreneur, don't go start a business tomorrow. No, take the first 3 years or so and be mentored by a successful business owner in the area, in the profession, in the sphere that you desire to enter into, and learn from their mistakes. Huh? Learn from their setbacks. They've already wasted thousands, hundreds to thousands of dollars trying to do it the wrong way. And you can avoid it simply by listening to what they have already experienced and save yourself the money that they spent learning the hard way how to do it the right way. Oh, that's good. That's good, 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 good. The fifth empowerment point. We're talking about how to think big. Let's recap very quickly before we go into the rest. So, how to think big. Empowerment point number one, set ambitious goals, aim high, be specific, and have a measurable goal. Empowerment point two, visualize success. Have a mental picture, mental imagery, and a vision board. Empowerment point three, embrace a growth mindset. Develop a learning attitude and be persistent. And empowerment point four, surround yourself with positive influences. Develop a supportive network and ensure that you have mentorship. Now, empowerment point number five, take calculated risk. The operative word in this point, calculated. How to think big? You must take risk. If you want to think big, be big, do big, you must take risk. But here's the operative word. Your risk need be calculated. Don't take off the cuff risk. Don't do things without having counting up the costs. Take calculated risk assessment, evaluate the potential rewards and drawbacks of taking risk. Did you hear me? Evaluate the potential rewards and drawbacks. Just don't focus solely on the rewards. But you need to also focus, do your homework as it pertains to the drawbacks of taking a risk. And then make bold moves. Make bold moves. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. There's that word again. There's that statement again, comfort zone. Don't be afraid to make bold moves and step out of your comfort zone to pursue the big opportunities. Big opportunities won't always come to you, especially in the initial stages of thinking big and doing big and being big. You have to pursue big opportunities. Okay. Now, empowerment point number 6, continuous learning. Continuous learning. If you're going to think big, you must become a consistent, continuous learner. Skill development. You must hone your skills, develop new skills, and sharpen your current skills. Regularly update your skills and knowledge to stay ahead, to stay on the cutting edge, to stay out front. And then curiosity. When it comes to this 6th empowerment point, continuous learning, be curious. I know the old saying, curiosity killed the cat. We use that statement to scare people from being curious. But curiosity, hear me, curiosity is not a bad thing. Curiosity is not a sin, as it were. It's not a negative thing. But when it comes to thinking big, you have to be curious. Always seek new information and experiences. Now, I'm not talking about being curious as it pertains to being nosy. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about curiosity as it pertains to, wondering how you doing something different, fresh, innovative is going to bring about greater opportunities, present possibly larger platforms and things of that nature. Okay. So, empowerment point 6, continuous learning, skill development, curiosity. Then empowerment point 7, think globally. Now, I want you really to hear me on this one. We only have 2 more and we're wrapping up this episode of the podcast. Think globally. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean by that, Johnson? Have a broad perspective. When it comes to thinking big, you have to think globally. And in layman's terms, thinking globally is having a broad perspective. Consider how your goals can impact a wider audience beyond your immediate environment. See yourself moving outside of the fishbowl into the lake, and then into the river, and then into the ocean. Develop a broad perspective. And then cultural awareness. Be open to ideas and practices from different cultures. See, when I say think globally, I'm not limiting that to you establishing your company in another country, so to speak. Yes, that could very well be a part of thinking big, and it is, but I'm talking about developing developing a broad perspective and cultural awareness. Even if you don't have a business in China, be open to new ideas and practices from that culture. Are you following me? From that culture. Because there are ideas that you can, that will be birthed and sparked within you as you interact with those of other cultures who think big. And empowerment point 10, stay focused and disciplined. This is also a key component to thinking big, being big, doing big. You must stay focused and disciplined. Prioritization is paramount. Focus on activities that align with your big goals. Focus on activities that align with your big dreams. Focus on activities that align with what it is you are endeavoring to do that's big, that's colossal, that's humongous. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the little people. If you want to be big, you got to listen and you got to listen to the big folk. You got to walk and stomp, as it were, with the big dogs. All right. And then time management under this eighth empowerment point of how to think big, stay focused and disciplined, prioritization, and then time management. Allocate time effectively to work on your ambitions, to work on your goals, to work on what you need do to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And then finally and lastly, empowerment point number 9, how to think big, regularly review and adjust goals. Regularly review and adjust goal. Develop a progress tracker. Keep track of your progress towards your goals. And then you must be flexible. Be willing to adjust your plans as necessary, because your initial set of plans may not work. And they may not work for several reasons. They may not necessarily work because you did something wrong. They may not necessarily work because at the time you established them, things now have changed, shifted, new data, new statistics, and things of that nature. So you have to make the necessary adjustments. All right. Conduct monthly reviews to assess what's working and what needs adjustment. So, final recap, how to think big. Set ambitious goals, visualize success, embrace a growth mindset, surround yourself with positive influences. Those were empowerment points 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then empowerment 5, take calculated risk. 6, continuous learning. 7, think globally. 8, stay focused and disciplined. And number 9, regularly review and adjust your goals, and you will find yourself not only thinking big, but doing big, accomplishing big, being big. Because remember, God's thoughts toward you are big thoughts. We serve a big God. And as He is, so are we in this world. But thinking big is not easy. It does not come without challenge. Or challenges, obstacles, and or opposition. But you can accomplish those big dreams if you follow these steps and be diligent, persistent, and all of the things that we talked about. You will find yourself accomplishing things that has never been accomplished in your generation, in your family, and you can be the trendsetter. You can break the curse. You can transition your family from repeating the cycle of lack and insufficiency. I've had a wonderful time with you on today, and I want you to do me a favor and rate the podcast. I want you to rate the podcast wherever you listen. Rate the podcast. Give me 5 stars, won't you? And then give a brief explanation, a brief review as it pertains to how the podcast is helping you, empowering you. I want to know your thoughts. What do you think about it? So do that. Subscribe to it. Share it. And then again, follow me on Instagram at I Empower Lives, and then also subscribe to the YouTube channel, I Empower Lives. And I'll be back with another insightful and empowering episode right here on Empower Your Thinking with yours truly, CT Johnson. Until next time, I truly love you and I appreciate your support. I appreciate you listening. And lastly, also, I ask that you prayerfully consider sowing a seed to support the ministry and the podcast. And just look at the show notes and the link is there where you can sow your seed. Do that. Prayerfully consider it. And God will bless you and I will be grateful. So until next time, I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.